criticisms of King, of course, was that he delayed, he postponed, he hemmed and hawed. He never did anything dramatic. And this is seen as a limitation, a criticism. It would have been more impressive if Mr. King had managed to maintain support across the country by holding out some vision of Canada which would have enthused all of these areas. He never did that. He never provided the kind of leadership in which he held out the kind of flame and the people followed him and so forth. He was, as I say, he was the compromiser who just, as Underhill described it once, he divided the people least. Now, that's regrettable from many points of view. Many Canadians would like to have a leader who could be dynamic and drive them. The fact is, however, they're difficult to find in this country. Very few people have ever done that. Most of our Canadian politicians, and King above all, have been seen as delayers, compromisers.